We're getting ready for our RPAC conference track and field. You guys, wow, have been just super busy with all these meets. You going to Gothenburg, you went to Lex. Yeah, and of course, took some kids to Hitchcock County, Coach. I mean, you guys have been active the last couple of weeks, haven't you?
We have. I mean, it was good to get some of the kids there, you know, Gothenburg and Lex, you know, give them a chance to again run against somebody else that they wouldn't normally run against, and give them a chance to get some good competition and run some PBs, which they did. So that was good to see.
And I ask this on coaches a lot. It's kind of tiring some years of facing the same track meets each and every week, doesn't it?
You know, it does a little bit. I mean, kids nowadays, you know, they know who's from where, and you know they get along with most of them. So I mean, it's they're happy to get to see them again, but it's also nice to get to see somebody else, and you're not running against the same person all the time.
I'm excited to see what Cale Garrett can do, Coach, against some really some good runners in the RPAC. I think. Correct me if I'm wrong. You've got him running the half, the mile, and the 2 mile as of right now, and he's got a chance to kind of get a sweep here if he does and runs really well.
You know, he does. You know, he's ran well all year long, and, you know, we've kind of mixed and matched a few things with him throughout the year, and, you know, we're going to go the 8 mile, 2 mile on Friday, you know, see what happens, and, you know, he's worked really hard this year, and we're glad to see things are starting to pan out as we hope.
Yep, no question. He has posted really good times, but I'm sure he's not satisfied. He wants to get those times a little bit faster, doesn't he?
Oh, definitely. You know, we're not where we want to be yet, and that's a good thing. So he's eager to improve and get ourselves ready for districts here in a couple of weeks.
Same with Aiden Jones in the vault. I know that young man is, watching him at Hitchcock a little bit. He's getting close to that 13-foot barrier. Maybe this is the Friday it happens.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, he's worked pretty hard at this. You know, we're stuck at 11.6 for early in the year. Then we finally hit the 12-foot barrier at our meet. And, you know, it just kind of transpired from there. Right? We've been back to 12. We got 12.6 at Hitchcock. Had good attempts at 12.6 at Lex. So, you know, hopefully, you know, weather's supposed to be pretty good on Friday. So hopefully we can get that 13-foot barrier there.
On the girls' side, you've got some girls that have really come on and improved their times and marks. I know that 4x1 girls relays, each seems like each never meet they go to is cutting some time all the time.
They have, you know, they've done a good job of, you know, working hard in practice, and we're getting the handoffs worked in well, and you know that's kind of the key. You know, you can run a good 100, but you got to be able to get that handoff in unison to get it around the track. So we've done a good job with that and continue to improve that, and you know, we'll see what happens.
Remy Stout in the throws, and her last in her senior year is doing her best in the shot and in the discus as well, isn't she?
She has, you know, she's done a good job with it. She's worked hard to try and improve. The discus is close, you know. We're getting to where we want to be. We've done some good things in practice, and, you know, hopefully here in the next couple of weeks we can get it to transpire into the meet, and, you know, shot put-wise, too. I mean, we're working on quickness, and, you know, hopefully we can get that to work there when it counts.
And then Oakley had a really good mark, I think, at the beginning of the season in the jumps, and would like to see her maybe up that a little bit more in the meets to come.
Yeah, you know, definitely. You know, we're taking her a few things with her. You know, she's pretty athletic and can about do whatever we want her to do. And, you know, we're kind of taking her with some hurdles here a little bit. We're starting to get the hang of those pretty well. But, yeah, I mean, her the jumps, you know, hopefully we can, you know, improve on our triple jump this week and, you know, see what happens.
And you've got some others in the girls and boys side. We didn't mention that they'll compete. And all you're asking, hey, try to get some PRs every meet you go to.
You know, definitely. You know, Peyton Newcomb jumped really well on Monday at McCook, you know, improved his triple jump by about a foot and a half. So, you know, he's starting to peak at the right time. Mason's been jumping really well in the high jump. You know, we've been averaging, you know, 6 foot. You know, I mean, that's automatic. So, I mean, we just want to make sure we're getting to that point every time and working towards getting into the 6.2s and the 6.4s. You know, we tinkered with a few things to practice last night, and hopefully that'll work out here Friday. And, you know, girls-wise, you know, they've all done a great job with it this year, and we're excited to see how things pan out.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up Mason. I can't forget about him. That high jump, I know a lot of DCS has gone, I think, the highest right now, and Mason's right up there, and Alma, I think, has got a pretty decent jumper. So that's going to be some pretty good competition on Friday.
you know, those three, and then the Acton kid from Juanita, you know, they're all around the 6 foot, 6'2" range. So it's going to be a fun meet. I'm excited to watch everybody compete on Friday and, you know, see where we stack up with everybody. You know, we've seen a few of them here and there, but it'd be nice to see everybody at once and kind of a little mini state here before districts here in a couple weeks.